September 22, 2009, the New Jersey Department of Health and Senior Services was notified of a potential cluster of mumps cases in the Jewish Orthodox community in Ocean County. Upon contacting the patients and physicians involved, we identified this was part of a multi-state outbreak extending to New York, New York City, New Jersey, and very recently to Connecticut. Transmission started in an upstate summer camp for Orthodox Jewish boys that was held in June 2009. The index patient is believed to be an 11-year-old child that traveled to the UK prior to attending the camp. UK was at the time experiencing an outbreak of mumps. Transmission to other states occurred when camp attendees returned home. The objectives of this investigation was to characterize the outbreak in New Jersey by identifying mumps cases and susceptible individuals and to control the outbreak. In order to ascertain cases, healthcare providers in affected areas were contacted. Patient records were reviewed, and ICD-9 codes for mumps, parotiditis, and orchitis were used to identify further cases. Patients and guardians were interviewed, which sometimes led to the identification of additional cases. Furthermore, local and statewide notifications were sent to healthcare providers and public health officials across the country were notified via EpiX. A diagnosis of mumps was confirmed by any of the following: isolation of mumps virus from clinical specimen, detection of mumps by PCR, detection of mumps IgM antibody, or demonstration of specific mumps antibody response in absence of recent vaccination, either a fourfold increase of IgG titer or seroconversion using serologic assays of paired acute and convalescent serum specimens. Here you can see the number of classified mumps cases in New Jersey between 2005 and present. On the y-axis, you see the number of cases, and on the x-axis, the year of reporting. Confirmed cases are represented in orange, and probable cases are represented in yellow. 2010 data represent cases classified between January and April 2010. As you see, the number of cases in 2009 and 2010 have dramatically increased compared to previous years. The vast majority of these cases are part of the ongoing outbreak and are concentrated in one affected county, Ocean County, where most cases reside. In this graph, you can see the number of mumps cases in New Jersey associated with the outbreak by MMWR week. The first case had illness onset reported on September 12th, and the latest onset date is April 10th. The number of cases has been almost constant throughout the fall and winter, with peaks observed during MMWR weeks 2 and 4 in 2010. The total number of cases to date in Ocean County is 315 cases, where 17 cases have occurred elsewhere in New Jersey. The reporting lag has been about 1 to 2 weeks. The most affected area in New Jersey is Lakewood Township in Ocean County that contains a Jewish Orthodox community. Many cases have been identified to live in close proximity to each other. Patients reported attending same schools, religious sites, and interacting very little with members from outside their community. In addition, household size, the average household size rate is 7.9 and ranges from 2 to 14 members. These characteristics potentially represent constant exposure of individuals to the circulating mumps virus. The patient characteristics for the Ocean County confirmed probable cases are displayed. The median age of affected individuals is 18 years, with a range between 3 months and 62 years. 71% are male. No hospitalizations occurred, but complications were observed in 24 individuals. Among these, 21 had orchitis, 2 had ophthalmitis, and 1 had facial Bell's palsy. Only 10 individuals were not Orthodox Jewish, but these 10 persons had known exposure to the Orthodox population. Laboratory results are presented here. Of interest, 97% of IgG test results were positive, but only 50% of IgM and RNA tests were positive. When subtype, all were genotype G, the same strain circulating in the UK. In this table, you can see the vaccination status of children and adolescents with confirmed and probable mumps by age group and by number of mumps containing vaccine doses received. Age groups are found in columns and number of mumps vaccine doses in rows. All children between 0 and 1 year had age-appropriate vaccination status. 80% of children 1 to 6 years old received age-appropriate vaccination. For the 7 to 18 years group, the age-appropriate vaccination is 92%. Only 1.8% of cases under 18 had unknown vaccination status. The age-appropriate vaccination status for adults between 19 and 32 years is 80%. For the 33 to 52 year olds is 67%. And for 53 years is, for over 53 years is 100%. Of note is that individuals born before 1957 are believed to have immunity due to natural infection and are not required to receive vaccinations. Of significance is that vaccination status is unknown for 24% of adults. Among individuals with known vaccination status, the overall age-appropriate vaccination coverage is 94%, and it is similar between children and adults. If we look at all individuals with known and unknown vaccination status, the population vaccination coverage drops to 83%, and it is different for children and adults. This is because 24% of adults have unknown vaccination status compared to less than 2% in children. Several measures were established to control the outbreak. Active surveillance was enhanced, reaching out to healthcare providers and school rabbis to request case reporting and to share control and prevention measures. In order to identify susceptible individuals, we have audited schools in the affected areas. Records reveal over 99% compliance with state vaccination regulations, and the majority of schools had 100% compliance. In addition, vaccine was provided to unimmunized or underimmunized individuals, but this was not highly utilized. We also verified available vaccine lot numbers, and all were found to be legitimate. Continuous communication between the affected jurisdictions and CDC has been in place since September. These communications not only keep all jurisdictions involved up to date regarding the nature and extent of the outbreak, but also provide a brainstorming session and a resource sharing network. Furthermore, notifications were sent to providers and public health partners. These notifications were sent out both nationally through EpiX and within the state through LINCS. Two MMWR publications were released in November and February. Finally, the media was utilized to inform the community and to provide recommendations for control measures. More recently, flyers have been distributed to high schools and colleges in the affected area in preparation for the travel for the Passover holidays. These flyers were also utilized for the general population due to Easter and spring break travel concerns, especially since there was a recent reporting of an outbreak among non-Orthodox individuals at an upstate New York University. Certain limitations exist. Underreporting and hesitation of reporting cases has been the biggest challenge. Since the outbreak has been ongoing for almost 8 months now, there seems to be reporting fatigue, and more effort needs to be placed to identify cases. Cultural barriers and stigma might also have contributed to underreporting. Additionally, antibody testing is not always suitable, especially in this population, with the majority of affected individuals already having 2 doses of MMR. Furthermore, testing is not always performed by the physicians, which makes it more difficult to classify cases appropriately. In conclusion, this is the largest mumps outbreak reported in the US since 2006. To date, over 300 cases have been identified in New Jersey alone and over 3,000 cases in all jurisdictions. So far, the outbreak has been confined to the Orthodox Jewish community and has affected mostly 7 to 18-year-old males. Most importantly, has affected the highly vaccinated community. This outbreak is still ongoing, and efforts are still in place to contain it. The most effective control measure remains still vaccination with 2 doses of MMR vaccine, and isolation of cases to prevent transmission. Further research is needed to determine whether three-dose booster vaccine is beneficial in congregate settings like camps and colleges. Active surveillance needs to be maintained and more resources need to be devoted for that purpose. Prevention measures through education of the public about risk factors for mumps transmission need to be enhanced. Furthermore, better communication needs to be in place between physicians and the public health community, as well between public health officials at different jurisdictions. At the moment in New Jersey, we are currently working with the CDC Mumps Laboratory to launch a study using ELISpot assay to examine the immunologic response in two-dose vaccinees and to establish better laboratory detection methods for two-dose recipients. We hope this study, in addition to the other studies undergoing in New York State and New York City, will provide both insights to why this extensive outbreak has occurred, but also provide directions to control and prevent further outbreaks. Thank you.